నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 8 చాప్టర్ 16 చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ద పయోవ్రత ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ వర్షిప్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 56 to 60. సో read the text 56 to 59 and then we'll recite the 60th verse. Bhuktavatsu cha sarveshu dinanda kripanadishu vishnos tat preenanam vidvan bunjita saha bandubhi. One should distribute Vishnu prasad to everyone, including the poor man, the blind man, the non-devotee and the non-brahmana. Knowing that Lord Vishnu is very pleased when everyone is sumptuously fed with Vishnu prasad, the performer of yajna should then take prasad with his friends and relatives. Nrityavaditra geetaischa stutibhis swasti vachakai karayatat katabhischa pujam bhagavato unvaham. Every day from Pratipat to Trayodashi, one should continue the ceremony to the accompaniment of dancing, singing, the beating of a drum, the chanting of prayers and all auspicious mantras, and the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the religious ceremony known as Payovrata, by which one may worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I received this information from Brahma, my grandfather, and now I have described it to you in all details. O most fortunate lady, establishing your mind in a good spirit, execute this process of Payovrata and thus worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Keshava, who is inexhaustible. Text number 60. అయం వై సర్వయజ్ఞాఖ్య సర్వవ్రతమితి స్మృతం తపస్సారం ఇదం భద్రే దానం చేశ్వర తర్పణం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఎస్ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్. Translation: this Payovrata is also known as Sarva Yajna. In other words, by performing this sacrifice, one can perform all other sacrifices automatically. This is also acknowledged to be the best of all ritualistic ceremonies. O gentle lady, it is the essence of all austerities, and it is the process of giving charity and pleasing the Supreme Controller. Purport: Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnor Aradhanam Param. This is a statement made by Lord Shiva to Parvati. Worshipping Lord Vishnu is the supreme process of worship. And how Lord Vishnu is worshipped in this Payovrata ceremony has now been fully described. The ultimate goal of life is to please Lord Vishnu by Varnashram Dharma. The Vedic principles of four Varnas and four Ashramas are meant for worship of Vishnu. Vishnur Aradhyate Pumsam Nanya Tattosha Karanam. The Krishna consciousness movement is also Vishnu Aradhanam, or worship of Lord Vishnu according to the age. The Payovrata method of Vishnu Aradhanam was enunciated long ago by Kashyapa Muni to his wife Aditi in the heavenly planets. And the same process is bona fide on earth even now. Especially for this age of Kali, the process accepted by the Krishna consciousness movement is to open hundreds and thousands of Vishnu temples, temples of Radha Krishna, Jagannath, Balram, Sitaram, Gaur Nithai and so on. Performing prescribed worship in such temples of Vishnu and thus worshipping the Lord is as good as performing the Payovrata ceremony recommended here. The Payovrata ceremony is performed from the 1st to the 13th day of the bright fortnight of the moon. But in our Krishna consciousness movement, Lord Vishnu is worshipped in every temple according to a schedule of 24 hours of engagement in performing kirtan, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, offering palatable food to Lord Vishnu, and distributing this food to Vaishnavas and others. These are authorized activities. And if the members of the Krishna consciousness movement stick to these principles, they will achieve the same result one gains by observing the Payovrata ceremony. Thus, the essence of all auspicious activities, such as performing yajna, giving in charity, observing vratas, and undergoing austerities, is included in the Krishna consciousness movement. The members of this movement should immediately and sincerely follow the processes already recommended. Of course, sacrifices meant to please Lord Vishnu. Yajnai sankirtana prayair yajantihi sumedasaha. In Kali Yuga, those who are intelligent perform the sankirtan yajna. One should follow this process conscientiously. So today we are reading from the 8th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 16, entitled The Payovrata Process of Worship. So in these verses, actually Kashyapa Muni is describing this process of Payovrata, particular process in which a person drinks only milk and then he worships Lord Vishnu with different paraphernalia. So Kashyapa Muni is describing this process to Aditi, his wife. So for those of you who may not know the background of these verses, so the background is as follows. The demigods, they were all defeated. They all actually fled from their homes out of fear of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, the king of the demons, when he became powerful, when he actually attacked the demigods, so all the demigods ran out of their homes because of fear of Bali Maharaj. So at that time, Aditi, who is the mother of all the demigods, she was feeling so morose because all her sons were now homeless. So she approached her husband, Kashyapa Muni, and she actually asked her husband to help her sons. So then, when Aditi approached Kashyapa Muni, Kashyapa Muni initially, he actually feels very sorry. He feels that how his wife has been overcome by material desire because of affection for his sons. But then he, although he feels sorry that his wife was having attachment to his sons, but then he actually recommends this Payovrata process of worship by which she can actually worship Lord Vishnu and please Lord Vishnu. And by pleasing Lord Vishnu, she can actually fulfill all her desires. So we can see, and then Kashyapa Muni goes on to, actually he describes in around 30 verses about the in great detail about the Payovrata process of worship. Then after describing the process, he is actually speaking this verse, few of these verses, and he is telling how this process of Payovrata is very glorious. In fact, this particular verse which we read today, here in this verse, Kashyapa Muni is saying that this Payovrata process is known as Sarva Yajna. It is the essence of all the sacrifices, and this is acknowledged to be the best of all ritualistic ceremonies, and it is the essence of all austerities. So in this particular verse, Kashyapa Muni is glorifying this process of Payovrata. the process to worship Lord Vishnu. How it is the best process is the essence of all the sacrifices, charity, austerities. So Prabhupada in his purport, he actually describes, he is telling that how even in the Krishna consciousness movement, because one may think that, we are not performing this payavrata process of worship. So one may think, Prabhupada has not given this process of worship. One may think like that. But then Prabhupada is clarifying in his purport, and he is saying that in the Krishna consciousness movement, the activities which we are following, the form of hearing, chanting, worshipping the deities, they are actually non-different, or they have the same benefit as the payavrata process of worship. So Prabhupada writes that how this payavrata process of worship is actually the process we are following in the ISKCON is actually non-different from the payavrata process of worship. So we have the same benefit of following the payavrata process of worship by actually engaging in hearing and chanting and worshipping the deity forms of the Lord. So in today's class, I would just like to briefly describe on this particular theme that like in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the very second verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukdev Goswami says, Dharma Projita Kaita Votra Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam. So in the very beginning, it is described that this literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, it kicks out all the cheating process of religion. Kaitava Dharma, Dharma Projita Kaitavotra Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam. It is described that this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for those who are completely non-envious. Nirmat Saranam Satam. Dharma Projita Kaitava. And this literature does not have any cheating process of religion. So there are four principles of religion, that is Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. They are called the four Purusharthas. The Dharma means the process of the occupational duty one has to perform according to one's Varna and Ashram. And then Artha. Artha means one performs Dharma in order to earn money. And then by earning money, one can fulfill the different material desires, Kama. And ultimately, when a person is when a person fulfills all the material desires, then one actually looks towards liberation or moksha. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is that literature which actually kicks out all these four principles, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. In fact, it is described by Srila Jiva Goswami that Kaitava Dharma means not only Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Even if a person has one ulterior desire, apart from the desire to please Krishna or his devotees, then also it is called as a cheating religion. Like when we as sadhakas, when we perform devotional service, like we have desire to some extent we may have desire to please the Lord and the devotees. And we also have other desires for our own self, apart from the desire to please Krishna and the devotees. So, but in Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned that even if a person has one ulterior desire, apart from the desire to please the Lord or his devotees, then that is called as a cheating religion or a semblance of devotion. It is not pure devotional service. But although in the very beginning, such a strong statement is made that one cannot have even one desire apart from the desire to please Krishna and the devotees. But later in the second canto, Shukdev Goswami is actually encouraging those people who actually have desires apart from the desire to please Krishna and his devotees. Like Shukdev Goswami says in the second canto, Akama sarva kamova moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. He says that if a person is whether a person, one may have all kinds of material desires, or one may have desire for liberation, or one may have no desire. Whatever one may be, one should actually perform devotional service to Lord Krishna in a very intense manner. So, although in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, such a strong statement is made that one cannot have even one desire apart from the desire to please Krishna and his devotees, but later we see that Sukadeva Goswami is encouraging those people who have desires apart from the desire to serve Krishna and his devotees, who are filled with all kinds of material desires. So this is actually the mood of great devotees, that although they are strict with themselves, but then they are actually very lenient with others. Because when a person is actually takes to the process of devotional service, although one may have so many material desires, eventually Krishna will purify such a person. So that is the greatness of this process of devotional service. Like for example, like in another place in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained by Sukadeva Goswami, it is explained by Maitreya Rishi, that he describes this pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. After describing the entire activities of Dhruva Maharaj, he is actually describing the glory of this pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. He is describing the Phalastuti. Phalastuti means what? The benefit of hearing this narration of Dhruva Maharaj. In one of the verses, Maitreya Rishi says that if a person desires greatness, prowess or influence, here is the process to actually achieve all these things. If a person desires greatness, opulence, etc., one should hear the narration of Dhruva Maharaj. Again, in this particular verse, it appears that the Maitreya Rishi is encouraging those people who have got material desires. So, here we can see, like His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, when he was speaking on this verse, he was saying that actually great devotees know that when that desires for like this opulences or influence, etc., they are actually useless. Because anything, they are all, even though one may get this opulence, ultimately it will be taken away, they will be temporary. But then although great devotees know, but then they encourage people to worship Lord Krishna. They do not make strong words, oh, you are actually, they do not chastise such persons like, oh, your desires are completely useless. In fact, they encourage such people to worship, to perform devotional service. Because they know that by performing devotional service, people will be purified. It's like Radhanath Maharaj was saying that when a person has these desires and when a person hears the narration of Dhruva Maharaj, then he will hear that how Dhruva Maharaj also had material desire. In fact, Dhruva Maharaj had the highest material desire. He wanted to get a kingdom greater than that of his great grandfather, that is Lord Brahma. Definitely people actually desire greatness, power, influence. But Dhruva Maharaj desired influence and power to the highest degree. So when a person hears this, then he will become more interested to hear the Dhruva Maharaj's pastime. And then ultimately, when he continues to hear Dhruva Maharaj's pastime, he will come to the point that when he will hear that how Dhruva Maharaj performed devotional service and how he got the darshan of Lord Vishnu. And then after getting the darshan of Lord Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj actually prayed that actually I was looking for broken pieces of glass. Dhruva Maharaj considered his previous ambition to get a kingdom greater than that of his great-grandfather to be broken pieces of glass. And he considered the association of the Lord, he considered the devotional service to be the greatest diamond. So when he hears that, then the person will automatically conclude that his desires are useless. He'll automatically conclude that devotional service is the highest goal in life. So instead of directly telling that, oh, your desires are useless, When a person is encouraged to hear the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, he'll automatically come to the conclusion. It's like, suppose a person is ugly. So instead of directly telling him, so your face is so ugly, or you show a mirror in front of him. So you'll automatically come to the conclusion that there's something wrong in my face. You'll correct it. So similarly, the great devotees, they do not actually directly chastise the people who are having different material diseases, but they actually encourage the people who have material diseases to worship Lord Krishna. Because by performing devotions, they ultimately come to the conclusion that the ultimate goal is to perform devotional service without any motivation. In fact, this mood of being strict with oneself and being lenient with others is also exhibited by another great acharya called Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. In the Nectar of Devotion, when Rupa Goswami describes Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti means regulated devotional service. Sadhana Bhakti means devotional service in practice. And Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti means the devotional service is performed with according to different rules and regulations mentioned in the scriptures. So Rupa Goswami mentioned so many rules and regulations, and then he mentions a particular verse which tells the purpose of all the rules and regulations. He says, Smartavya Satatam Vishnur Vismartavyona Jatuchid Sarva Vidhi Nishedosyur Yetayor Eva Kinkara. He says, the purpose of all the rules and regulations is to worship Lord Vishnu, is to actually remember Lord Vishnu at all times, and to never forget him even for a moment. So that is the purpose of all the rules and regulations, to remember Lord Krishna and to never forget him even for a moment. But then, when a person hears this particular verse, then actually one may become averse to devotional service, because it is mentioned Smartavya Satatam Vishnur. One should, the purpose of all the rules and regulations, to remember Krishna 24 hours a day. Satatam means always. So one may think, actually it is so difficult to remember Krishna always. So then one may actually become discouraged to perform devotional service. So in order that people do not get discouraged, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives a comment in this particular verse, and he says, the word satatam means not every moment, but every day. He says, the purpose of all the rules and regulations is that one should remember Krishna every day. It need not be every moment. Because he knows that, like practicing devotees like us, we may not be able to remember Krishna at every moment. So if it is told you have to remember Krishna at every moment, then you may become depressed every few seconds. Because we can't remember Krishna every moment. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur understands the mood of the difficulty of practicing devotees. He says that no, one should remember Krishna every day, not every moment. That is the purpose of all the rules and regulations. Because he knows that continuous remembrance of Krishna may not be possible in the stage when we are filled with different anarthas. So in this way we can see that how the acharyas are, they are strict with oneself, but they are lenient with others. So here also Kashyapa Muni, although he knew that the Aditi's desire for Aditi's affection for her sons is actually a material desire. But although he knew that, but still he actually recommends a process by which she can actually get purified of his material desire. At the same time, her desires will also be fulfilled. So that's why he is encouraging Aditi to perform devotional service to worship Lord Vishnu. So we have another narration in the 5th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There also, a great devotee of the Lord, who also had a material desire, and he performed a sacrifice to worship Lord, to please Lord Vishnu. So in this fifth canto, this narration comes of the appearance of Lord Rishabhadev. The third chapter of the fifth canto, it's explained that how there was a king called King Nabi. This King Nabi, he did not have a son. So desiring to have a son, he worshipped Lord Vishnu with prayers and with great attention, along with his wife Meru Devi. So although one may have material desire, one should worship Lord Vishnu. But then one should worship Lord Vishnu with great attention. So that is why Shukadeva Goswami says, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. Tivrena, that means with great attention, with great intensity. Just like, suppose a person is, if a pilot is going in an airplane, suppose if a person loses all the controls, then at that time, when the air traffic controls, whatever instructions they give, the pilot will be very attentive to hear those instructions. So similarly, when we perform devotional service, one has to perform with great attention. So Maharaj Nabi worshipped Lord Vishnu with great attention, desiring to get a son. So then it is described, so he performed a sacrifice, and when a person performs sacrifice, there are seven things which are to be taken care of. What are the seven principles? One has to sacrifice valuable things or eatables. And the sacrifice should be performed in terms of place. And the third is, sacrifice should be performed in terms of time. And the sacrifice should be performed according to the direction of the priest. And one should give different gifts to the priest who perform the sacrifice. And one should also observe the different regulative principles in performing the sacrifice. So Maharaj Nabi performed the sacrifice following all these seven principles. But then it is described, although one may follow all these seven principles in performing a sacrifice, still one may not actually achieve the favor of the Lord. Because one cannot achieve the favor of the Lord simply by following the rules and regulations, or simply by one's endeavor in the form of offering different eatables or this thing. Ultimately, one can achieve the favor of the Lord only by devotion. So Maharaj Nabi performed all these sacrifices superficially, but he actually performed with great faith and with attention and with pure uncontaminated mind. So because ultimately one can achieve the favor of the Lord only through devotion. But although Lord reciprocates only with devotion, so we cannot actually justify saying that, oh, Lord will reciprocate only with devotion. So I will just offer just little, I'll just offer some rice and dal to Lord. And one may think, oh, I not offer, cook opulent foodstuffs and offer to the Lord. I may just offer some simple food to the Lord. Because ultimately, Lord reciprocates with devotion. So I will just offer some simple food to the Lord. I'll just offer some simple clothes to the Lord. One may think like that. But then, if a person has capacity, one should actually offer, one should worship the Lord with great opulence. Lord Krishna says to Uddhava, the 11th canto, he says, Dravyai prasiddhair madhyaga pratimadish amayina bhaktasya chayata labdair hridi bhavena chaivahi. Lord Krishna is saying, Dravyai prasiddhair madhyaga. He is specifically saying, Dravyai means different articles. Prasiddhai means opulent. One should worship me with opulent articles. One should worship my different deity forms with opulent articles. And then he says, but then if a person is actually freed from all material desires, then such a person can worship me with whatever he can easily obtain. Or such a person can worship me even with mental paraphernalia. I will accept that. So, yes, Krishna definitely reciprocates with the devotion. But then, if we are a pure devotee, if we are freed from all the material desires, then whatever is easily available, if we worship with the Lord with that, then Lord will be pleased. Even if we worship the Lord with mental paraphernalia, Lord will accept that. But if we are not completely freed from material desires, then we have to worship the Lord with opulent paraphernalia. Hridayanand Maharaj writes in his purport, he says that a neophyte devotee or a sadhaka, so a neophyte devotee, he sees the world as the means of his own sense gratification. So when such a person worships the Lord, he may see the deity also as a means of his sense gratification. Because he may think, oh, by worshipping the Lord, I will be able to satisfy my desires. So when that is why a neophyte devotee, he should actually worship the Lord with opulent articles of worship and by following the different rules and regulations. Because by worshipping the Lord with different opulent articles, he will be reminded that Lord is the supreme enjoyer and I am to be enjoyed by Krishna. So that will actually remind him of the nature of the Lord as the supreme enjoyer. But when a person is freed from all the material desire, when a person is fixed in the conception that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, then such a person can worship the Lord with whatever he can obtain easily. And he can worship the Lord even with mental paraphernalia. But in our stage, we cannot actually take it for granted, oh, Krishna will accept the love, so I may just offer anything and everything, Krishna will accept it. So here we see that Maharaj Nabi, it is explained that he had great faith and he had devotion and he had pure uncontaminated mind. He had pure uncontaminated mind, but still he actually followed all these rules and regulations. So he is actually setting example for us. So then it is explained that about the another important point in this verse is the importance of faith. So when we are executing devotional service, so we have to have faith in the process. In fact, the difference between a devotee, a karmi, and a jnani is this element of faith. Because devotee, karmi, and jnani, all of them may follow the different rules and regulations. But then, the special qualification of a devotee is the devotee has faith in the inconceivable nature of the Supreme. So, one has to develop that faith. And when King Nabi worshipped the Lord with great faith, then finally the Lord appeared. So Lord reciprocated with King Nabi's devotion and faith. In the Sri Vaishnava tradition, there is a great devotee called Anantacharya. He also exhibited great faith in the Supreme Lord. So Anantacharya, he actually, on the request of his spiritual master Ramanujacharya, he actually volunteered to go to Tirupati to worship Lord Venkatesh. In fact, when he went to Tirupati, that time it was actually jungle, it was a forest. So he had to actually start right from the scratch. He had to grow different gardens and flowers in order to worship the Lord with flowers. So when he was worshipping Lord Venkatesh, once he was actually bitten by a serpent. So when he was bitten by a serpent, the disciples of Anantacharya, they told Anantacharya, please go to the doctor, please take the medicine from the doctor. They brought the medicine from the doctor in order to help Anantacharya. Please take this medicine, like that they said. Then Anantacharya, he actually refused to take the medicine. So the disciples of Anantacharya, they became very concerned. And then they went to Lord Venkatesh, and they prayed to Lord Venkatesh, please tell our Guru Maharaj to accept the medicine from the doctor. Because otherwise he will die and we will be in great separation from our spiritual master. So please tell our spiritual master to accept medicine from the doctor. So then when Anantacharya came with a tulsi garland to offer to Lord Venkatesh, Lord Venkatesh told Anantacharya, please take medicine from the doctor. Why are you refusing to take the medicine? So that time Anantacharya replied that, in fact, Lord Venkatesh said, your body is actually filled with the poison of the cobra. So why are you not taking the medicine? So Anantacharya replied, which poison are you talking about? So when His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was speaking on this first time, he said, if you understand the answer given by Anantacharya to the question of Lord Venkatesh, one can understand the path of perfection. Anantacharya said, which poison are you talking about? There is already a poison within my body, the poison of lust, greed, anger, envy and illusion. So this poison of the cobra, it can spoil only my body, but it cannot spoil my soul. But the poison of lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, they can spoil my soul. So I want to actually get rid of the poison of this lust, greed, anger, envy, etc. That is why I am coming to you to render devotional service to you. Then Lord Venkatesh said, but then I need your service. If you die, who will actually take care of me? So please take this medicine from the doctor so that I can continue to accept service from you. Then Anantacharya said, he said that actually if the poison of this snake is more powerful than the poison of lust, greed, anger, envy, then I will die. Then if I die, then I will take bath in the Viraja river and I will serve you in Vaikuntha planets. And if the poison of lust, greed, anger, envy is more powerful than the poison of this cobra, then I will survive. Then I will take bath in the Pushkarini river and then I will actually continue to serve you. So in this way, Anantacharya did not take the medicine and then nothing happened to him. So this shows the degree of faith in Anantacharya. He exhibited great faith in the Supreme Lord. So in this way, King Nabi also exhibited great faith. Because of his great faith, actually Lord Vishnu appeared with his most beautiful features. So then it is explained, of course, since we do not have time, we need to leave. But this pastime goes that how Lord Vishnu appears and then the priests, they offer beautiful prayers. And then when they offer the beautiful prayers, they actually at one point of time, they feel ashamed. They felt that actually we are actually worshipped you in order to fulfill the desire of King Nabi, who actually wanted to get a son. Because they feel ashamed that they actually worshipped Lord Vishnu for fulfilling a material desire. They felt like that. But then finally they say that actually if a person actually wants to get freed from all the material desires, one has to take shelter of the great devotees of the Lord. By serving the devotees of the Lord, one can be freed from all the material desires. Then they conclude like that. So we don't have time to discuss all these prayers, so I'll stop here. So in conclusion, we can see that when a person performs devotional service, even though one may have different material desires, Krishna will actually purify one of all the material desires, and then he will actually bring the person to the pure devotional platform. Just like in the case of King Nabi, or in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, or in any other devotee. So, I have to leave, so I'll stop here. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.